All right, a lot of excitement in the air, opportunity to host a tremendous team at home on Sunday. That'll be a great challenge that we look forward to, but we have to take care of the preparation first. Their offense is clicking on all cylinders. Their O-line is a great O-line. They paved the way for Zeke and Morris. Dak is doing a fine job leading the troops. Dez, Witten, and Beasley have all developed chemistry with Dak since the last time we've seen them. The defense is playing very fast and aggressive, like they always do. They do a great job hunting the ball carrier. Lawrence has given them a nice boost, along with the Crawfords, and Collins is really playing well as a three technique for them. Lee and Jones have paired to be a great a tandem in coverage at the linebacker and safety spots, and Jones and Bailey are always weapons in a kicking game. With that, we'll open it up.
Coach, you mentioned Prescott's chemistry now with me and Brian. When you watch the game film, what's been the biggest change other than that since week one with Dallas Cowboys?
You know, they do a nice job, obviously, running the football. That's where everything starts for them. They set up the long ball off of it. But just getting Dez back healthy has really helped them. It took a little while to get some chemistry going there, but they've done a nice job getting on the same page.
Ben, how would you characterize the loss of Pierre Paul?
You know, we wish JPP the best and a speedy recovery. And we'll use all hands on deck approach to fill his shoes. It won't be easy to do, but we have confidence in the players in the room.
Obviously, it's disappointing news, and you're coming off a loss. How do you help lift the team's spirits a little bit this week?
Again, we're focused on our preparation for Dallas. We wish JPP a speedy recovery, but we have to move on.
Do you have guys that can adequately fill his hole, the hole that he leaves in the roster? And then...
You can't expect one person to jump in there and fill his shoes. He's a very talented player. We'll use all hands on deck.
What have you seen from Romeo Okwara? He's got it. Played more in his place the other day. What did you see the other day in the season?
Yeah, you know, Romeo is a young, conscientious player. He's worked very hard to get to where he is. Has good pedigree coming out of a good school, and he's learned the techniques that are required to play the position.
Any idea if overuse could have been a factor, or was it just something happened?
Nothing leans that way, no.
Ben, yesterday, you know, you knew that JPP was going down to get another opinion. Did it take you a little bit off guard that he was going to need surgery? Did you kind of thinking and hoping that he would just be able to rehab this?
No, you always, you know, prepare for the possible outcomes.
Is 4-6 accurate? And could he return if you guys make it that far in the playoffs?
Yeah, you know what? We're just going to support JPP any way we can. The sooner he gets back, and you know, whenever he can make it back, the better. You know, we'll support him any way we can, and whenever he's ready to go, we'll be ready for him.
Plan on putting him on injured reserve?
It's too early to tell. We're going to monitor. You know, he just got out of surgery a little bit ago, and see how he feels, see how he progresses.
Your defense have to drastically change that?
No.
Ben, how much of the second half struggles against the run were due to his absence?
I think it was a combination of things. I don't think you can point to one particular position and say that's the reason for it. Well, he's a complete player. You know, he has good hands, so you have to be prepared for that. He's good in the screen game. He has a nice feel for the seams and staying in phase there. So we have to be ready for that. He took one to the house versus Pittsburgh. He's a big back that runs behind his pads. So it's hard to get a good clean shot on him, and he's a load. I mean, he's a big young man, and runs with a lot of energy.
As someone who spent a lot of time around quarterbacks, what do you think has been the key factor to allow Dak Prescott to succeed immediately in the NFL?
You know what? He seems, you know, first thing I really notice about him is it's not too big for him. He's been a winner. You know, that's one thing that we noticed when we first played him early in the season. His background is he's a winner. And doesn't seem too big for him, and he plays with pretty good poise.
How different do Dak and Zeke look at this point? I mean, that was your first career game now.
Yeah, I mean, we really didn't have a ton of tape of them in this league going into that game, obviously. But they've progressed nicely. They don't seem to be rookies who've hit a wall by any stretch of the imagination.
How much can teams change over a 13-week period? Both you guys and, I mean, just in general.
I think you develop as the season goes on. You have a chance to harden your team. I think we're both two different teams.
What was your takeaway with the conversation with Cruz yesterday?
That'll stay between Victor and myself.
Do you think you need to do anything to get him more involved?
That'll stay between Victor and myself.
Ben, what does your offense have to do in a one-week period to improve from Sunday's outing till Sunday night's game?
Put our head down and keep on working. We can talk all we want. Talking's not going to get anything done.
Do you feel like you have to change some things, though?
Possibly.
Does Jason's absence put more burden on the offense to carry this team?
No, the offense, again, everyone needs to put their head down, get to work, and get a little bit better this week.
Ben, you mentioned...
He was limited today.
Is he making improvement, though?
Yes. He's progressing.
Ben, you mentioned the other day about Eric Flowers and, you know, his hand placement and some, you know, technical things. I mean, this has been, you know, he's a young player, but this has been some ongoing things. Is he getting better at it? And you know, how drastic is it, some of these issues he's having?
Well, it's, you know, as we all know, it's tough to develop linemen in this league, and it takes time. And it's a fundamental issue that he's working hard to fix and keeping his elbows tight. And you know, that helps keep your hands down and keep your hands tight. And it's something that we're working on.
Ben, when Eric Morris is playing four different approaches next to him, how much of that has maybe affected him, not just in terms of the technique, but in terms of timing and stuff like that?
Yeah, we're fortunate to have, you know, four guys be able to go in there and give us a chance to win ball games. I'm sure it hasn't made it easier, you know, for Eric, but that's part of it in this league.
Ben, as you prepare for Sunday, does the game plan include Shane Vereen?
There's a chance we could have a package for Shane if he's ready to go. If not, then there won't be.
What do you anticipate knowing
of the we have a practice Saturday, so there's a chance on Saturday we could make a decision.
Ben, are there any structural things, just roster-wise, in the running game, or the pitchers, or fullback, tight end participation and blocking, that hamstring thing a little bit?
We have some young tight ends that we're working to develop, and they're making progress.
How willing are you to use Devon Kennard as a defensive end more, maybe when JPP's absence?
We're going to use, you know, all hands on deck approach to fill his shoes.
Ben, how can you improve, or how can your defense's second level improve its tackling and pursuit? I mean, I know Bell is a heck of a back, but just like the linebackers in the pursuit of the ball in space, how do you improve that?
We just need to keep on working at it. We took steps today, and we'll take steps tomorrow.
Just to clarify what you said, Saturday, does that mean it's the coaching staff decision now? Whether it's a pass or medical
decision? No, it's a medical decision.
Ben, does Obi doesn't know, does he have to take on anything else, anything more that he can do throughout?
Like the entire 53, everyone needs to focus on doing their job. If they try to do too much, that puts everyone else in a bind.
You still planning on having them in pads tomorrow?
There's a good possibility, yes.